Welcome to the Prophecy Club. I've got Jonathan Rose on with me today. Look, 30 years in the metals business, 20 years owning his own gold business, Christian faith-based business, and today we're going to talk about 401ks and also IRAs, because in my opinion, by the way, we're not giving financial advice, okay? But in my opinion, I think the stock market is, I can't say about ready to crash, but I can say the prophecies say that probably right after the election, we're going to see the bottom fall out of a lot of things. And again, I'm not an expert. I'm about to let him talk, but it is my understanding that a lot of 401ks, a lot of IRAs are based upon paper, some of it, maybe most of it. He's the expert on it. I'll let him answer all his questions, is based upon the stock market. And so if you have your life savings in a 401k or an IRA, you are in, again, I'm not a financial expert, I'm not giving financial advice. This is a prophecy program, but at the same time, we're trying to warn you, I think you're in a very dangerous place. And about the last thing you want to do is lose your life savings when all of a sudden the world starts falling apart. So Jonathan Rose, welcome to the Prophecy Club, my brother.
Thank you, Stan. Thanks for having me back on. And you're absolutely right. I think the stock market's extremely overvalued right now. We've seen it being on a tear. And look, I have stocks in my portfolio. And just the other day, you know, don't hold it against me, but you know, I'm here in California. Our wealth manager came in. We have a 401k plan for the whole office that we offer our employees. And our wealth advisor came in to talk about the 401k, and I jokingly said to her, I said, oh, Teresa, are you about to ask me for more money again? And with a straight face, she said to me, oh, no. She's like, we're going to wait for the market to crash, and then I'm going to ask you for more money. And this is someone very high up at JP Morgan. Now, as you know, my background, I worked for Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley. I worked on the London Metal Exchange. So I've been in the finance background, gosh, for over 30 years now. And what I've seen throughout those years, whether it be, you know, bubbles, Y2K, stock market corrections, real estate corrections, obviously 9/11, all these trigger events that we've seen over the years, I've seen these cycles happen. And I feel right now that we're in a cycle that's more dangerous than any other cycle we've had in the past. And something I talk about is debt. Debt does matter. We just passed the $35 trillion mark just the other day. And we keep printing money and accruing interest on that money at such an alarming rate. And I've mentioned this on a previous show, every 90 days, we're accumulating $1 trillion in debt just on the interest alone on the debt that we own, which is just mind-boggling. Okay. And that, you know, $1 trillion, that's more than our US national defense budget. $2 trillion, Stan, that's how much it costs to fight a war, you know, when we went into Iraq and everything that it cost the economy. So just to put it into a little bit of perspective, you're absolutely right. I don't think there will be a crash this year, because both parties who are fighting to get in, they want to keep the status quo. But whoever gets into office, they are inheriting a lot of problems, not just with trade deficits, but banks are really trying to hold it together right now because of all these bad commercial loans that these big banks are holding. We're going to start to see more regional banks fail. And there's a lot of problems where the stitching is kind of coming undone and the stuffing's about to come out. And it's a question of what domino is going to fall first. It may even be something, Stan, that happens overseas. It could be, you know, the Japanese economy. It could be, you know, Taiwan and China. We don't know. But there's so many problems that we're facing here domestically. They have to be addressed. And when I hear these stories that, oh, we may avoid a soft landing, we're in a recession. And when you hear news stories such as John Deere, you know, the tractor company, John Deere, to me, that's one of the backbones of America. They've been around since the 1850s. They're closing their plants. They're moving to they're closing their plants in the Midwest. They're moving to Mexico to outsource cheap labor. And generations of employees that have worked at John Deere and sweat blood, love, and tears for that company have now been made redundant. and they've been just pushed to the wayside. And lots of other big companies that are filing Chapter 11, malls that are closing. You see what's happening in San Francisco. This is just the tip of the iceberg. And when that kind of cracks go too deep and this really opens up, again, getting back to having finances, if you have IRAs or 401ks and the market collapses, well, you've got a serious problem unless you prepare. Now, I'm not saying, you know, gold's the magic answer and it makes everything go away. I'm not saying that. Because oftentimes, Stan, people ask me, what do we need to do as a nation? And gosh, if I had those answers, I'd be in the White House, right? But, you know, I always tell people, you know, I grew up in London under the Maggie Thatcher ruling. Maggie Thatcher, the Iron Lady, she was very strong on a closed border. She did a great job on that. And she also spent more money than any other prime minister on the military, having a very strong military. And she had a backbone. And that's something that we need back in the Oval Office, is we need a backbone to make this wrong right. Inflation's out of control. And again, you know, when you have these retirement accounts and you see the market going up, 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 up right now, fantastic. But folks, don't think that's going to go on forever. And now's the time to, you know, move that money sideways and be thankful that you've made these returns in the market. But now it's time to protect. It's time to fortify and essentially build a bunker around your IRA and 401k. Right. And the safest way to do that, Stan, is something we've talked about before, is by putting physical metals such as gold and silver in an IRA and 401k and learning how to roll that over tax-free and penalty-free. Well, it's still an IRA. You still get your statements. The only difference is you now have physical gold and silver, whether it be coins or bars, in your portfolio that's titled to you, that you own. So if the wheels fall off the wagon, you can grab that metal, have it shipped to you, and as the dollar kind of crashes and burns, you have tangible assets that's going to retain its value and probably skyrocket at that point.
Well, Shane Warren was told by the audible voice of God, and again, we're not giving financial advice here, but he said that silver is going to skyrocket far more than gold. Now, when I had Brad on, took me a second, he did a real good explanation of why silver is going to go up far more than gold. Mm. And I'm sure you agree with that.
Yeah, silver is a great commodity. And you know, over the past decade, I've always been what's called a gold bug, right? You know, just someone that just loves the yellow metal because it's a currency. But when you look at silver now, silver is a very undervalued metal. And when you look at the industrial play for silver, you have to realize that the demand is stronger than it's ever been before. So if we were to overlay a chart, which I don't have at my fingertips, but it showed you the demand for silver applications on an industrial aspect of it, it's going up. And I like that trajectory. And when you look at the industrial use for silver for electronics, components, solar, I even have to say car manufacturing, because we're meant to be going fully electric by 2030. Don't shoot me. I'm just a messenger. I can't see us having the infrastructure to be fully electric by 2030. Wow. You know, maybe in California, yes, but across America, there's no way we can go fully electric.
Let me jump to another topic. My white hat banker friend said he's looking for three things to happen. And one of those three things is, he says that things are going to start falling apart when we finally hit 40,000 on the Dow. And of course, that just happened. Now, he told me that like 6 months ago. So I called him the other day and he said, I said, okay, it hit 40,000. What's going on? He said, don't worry, it's in progress. In other words, America is in such a terrible financial bind that you can only put so many patches on it. You can only stick your fingers in so many holes in the dike. And even the prophets are now saying that right after the election, not even the first of the year, but right after the election, things are going to begin to fall apart. Now, let's say they don't. Okay. Let's say someone says, all right, I'm believing God's prophets. You know, 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, believe God's prophets and so shall you prosper. Let's say someone says, all right, I believe God's prophets. I'm going to get it out of whatever paper it's in right now. and I'm going to get into your IRAs that are backed with gold and silver, actually owning gold and silver that actually you can pick up, my understanding, right?
Correct.
And but then let's say you do it now, which, by the way, it takes, what, like 3 to 6 weeks to get this all done, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't happen overnight. You got to file papers and so, which you help. That's your forte, is helping people do this.
Yeah.
So, and then let's say January rolls around. Things still haven't fallen apart. You're still in a very good position. You haven't done anything wrong. Now, what about my understanding, by putting it in gold, you need to be thinking about putting your money like in a freezer so that you're not going to lose it. Whereas silver has a little bit more up potential, but neither one of them are really as big wealth builders as some of the other things out there. They're more preserving someone's wealth. Is that accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, gold and silver isn't a quick rich scheme. Okay. Gold and silver is to protect what you have. So right. The more instability you have, that's where you have a flight to safety and security. And the telltale signs are really what the central banks are doing. The central banks buy many assets, but if you look at their balance sheet, they are buying more gold than any other asset right now. And they're buying at such an alarming rate that they have such a monstrous appetite for the yellow metal. You have to kind of start asking, well, what do they know that we don't know? Now, again, you know, we don't have a crystal ball, but I always say, Stan, we have a pretty good roadmap and we can kind of see what's happening. And when these central banks are purchasing gold, they're buying it as a hedge against instability from the U.S. stock market, instability from an overvalued U.S. dollar, which is weakening by the day, especially when you have these other countries, BRIC nations, which I know we've talked about, you know, getting ready to launch their own currency backed by gold. They're looking overseas, what's happening in Israel, in the Middle East. They're looking at Russia and Ukraine. So there's a plethora of issues out there. And the more unsafe, the more volatile, the more instability there is in the world, then that's why you'd want to have an asset like gold and silver. And I'm not talking gold ETFs, gold mining stocks. We're talking physical gold here. Like you mentioned, gold you can hold. If I was holding my gold bar that you've seen me hold before, I don't have it. But if I dropped it and it hit my foot, I went, ow. We're talking about the tangible stuff. That's really what you want to hold into your hand. And as a child, I used to be given gold coins by my grandfather. And those coins I have today, and I've given to my child. And they're worth a lot more today than they were back then. So when you talk about, you know, if these experts are wrong and everyone's got it incorrect, just by shifting into gold, one thing's for sure, you're maintaining its value and you're beating inflation, because inflation, experts can't change inflation. That's not going away. And just that alone, the erosion of the US dollar is one of the main reasons why people should be shifting into the yellow metal anyway.
Well, my understanding is that when they put it into their 401k or the IRA, that they physically take possession of the metals, but not in their house. But you arrange to get it stored in a certified location as close to them as possible, hopefully close enough to where in an emergency they could drive there and actually pick it up and take possession of it. Is that accurate?
Yeah, very accurate. And then I would also say one of my, gosh, would I say my favorite items at the top of a gold IRA is that when you take a liquidation or a required mandatory distribution, you take distributions, you know, if it was in a mutual fund, you just cash out and take the money. With a gold and silver IRA, you have the option of still cashing out and taking the money or taking possession of the metal. And I would actually say 90-95% of our clientele, Stan, they actually want to request possession of their metals in their hand, because if they don't hold it, they don't own it. And that's kind of the mentality. And I would highly recommend for people that put precious metals into their IRA, if they need the money, that's one thing. But if they don't, then take possession of it, because people will then pass this metal down to family members. It's a legacy piece.
Okay, let me bring a little prophecy in here. I think it was day before yesterday, I did a program called The Death Certificate, where Vicky Parnell was shown, where the angel Gabriel visited her, had her sign a death certificate to the death of America. And frankly, it's pretty emotional to think about that. Then what the Lord began speaking to my heart is that it's God's not done with America, but the all capital United States Corporation, United States of America Corporation, which my understanding has been bankrupt for like 7 years or something like that, is going away, and they're going to come up with a new nation. And the name of it is Republic of the United States. Now, let's say a person has their life savings in paper when that happens. You know, I don't know. Maybe they don't lose anything. Maybe they lose half of it. Maybe they lose all of it. But if it's in gold or silver and we go to a new nation, it's still gold and silver. Just because it has United States of America on it, it's still gold and silver. They haven't lost the value. Accurate?
Yeah, I would say very accurate. And I think what we're about to witness, again, this year, probably not. Next year, more of a certainty, is one of the biggest wealth transfers that we've seen in U.S. history. And I always say to people that you don't buy the flood insurance once the banks burst. You have to have it before. So I think more now than ever, and I know, Stan, because I've spoken to some of your listeners that call in. They're highly educated, and they've been listening to you for many years. And when we first connected, you were shocked, actually, when I think when I told you, I was listening to you in 1997. Here we are, 2024. So I've been following you for decades, and you know, your audience is very educated on what's happening around them, and that's thankfully because of you. But I think it's also important to kind of pass that education on further, and that's what we're trying to do for your audience, is educate people, because I don't believe in having to sell people on owning precious metals. You know, people come to us because they need help. And the help starts with an education and understanding and asking questions like, you know, how does this work? You know, does my IRA qualify? Where are the metals stored? What happens if I want to take a liquidation? So we have a definitive gold guide, a wealth protection kit, and I do monthly seminars actually with Mike Lindell, where we kind of talk about how to protect your wealth and your IRAs. And for your audience, if they go to Prophecy Club Gold, they'll be able to fill out a little form. They'll get the definitive gold guide, the wealth protection kit, and they'll learn how to roll over an IRA tax-free, penalty-free. They'll learn what types of coins and bars will be able to purchase at the lowest possible prices, which coins and bars will serve them best in the future, and really get an understanding of who we are, how we can help them, so we can then help them take the necessary steps that if they so wish to, they can start transferring assets over and owning and holding physical gold and silver, or even putting it into a retirement account such as an IRA or 401k.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to jump into my world a little bit. What do you see coming in the next 6 to 9 months, financially wise? And in America, make it a general question if you like.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to continue to see some big retail chains continue to file bankruptcy.
And
banks as well. I think the regional banks, that's kind of, if we see some regional banks foul this year, that's going to send the market into seasonal extremes, because when banks foul, which happened last year with Silicon Valley and First Republic, you know, that fear leads to sell-off, and sell-off isn't good for the market. So if we see more Chapter 11s, which I think we will, I think we're going to see the more John Deere's of the world. I mean, it's disgusting what's happening to these people that have worked for these corporations for years, and they're outsourcing now to overseas. If we see bank failures this year, I think, you know, the deep cracks, people are going to be raising the red flag. People will be raising the red flag and realizing, you need to do something sooner rather than later. And then I think, you know, once, you know, I've been watching these elections, and it just kind of, I feel in America today, my wife said to me the other night, she's like, isn't it amazing that, you know, if you have an American flag outside your house or you wave an American flag, you know who you're voting for, right? And then you look at the other party. And I was watching some footage last night of Trump walking out, people applauding him, wholesome people in the audience and walking out to country music, godly music. And then I watched a video last night of Kamala Harris walking out to a former stripper singing and rapping on stage, shaking their you-know-what. And I was like, this is how now that the Democratic Party is introducing their nominee is to devil's music. And I blow my mind. Like, I know UK politics, I'm going to say we have our own problems. It's, trust me, we do. But we will never have someone come out to some stripper singing a song. And it's just like, where did we go wrong? Like, when did this happen? And, you know, I think we're in deep, deep trouble. And, you know, when I see these type of events unfold on television, I want to move myself and my family as far away from those types of people as possible. And
you're living in California.
I got to go further then. Do you know what, though? I'm in a gated community, Stan, and thank God I am, because there's been so many burglaries and break-ins recently here, and you know, people are going crazy. And you know, one thing I'll say is everyone in my community is very like-minded. But if you live in California, I hope you are in a gated community, because it's just not safe. Forget the politics, okay? But it's trickle-down effect. But these times we're living in, it's absolutely absurd what's going on.
Well, to get to the bottom line here. Okay, so folks, two things that you want to consider. One is prophecyclubgold.com, prophecyclubgold.com. That's if you have a 401k or an IRA. And the other one is going to prophecyclubbar.com, and you can get you some of these. These are the prepper bars. And this is like the new crazy thing that, I mean, they can't keep them. They're flying out the door because they're a little bit bigger than a credit card, and you can break it in pieces. So if rather than giving a person a whole 1 ounce gold coin, you can give them a portion of it, and you can carry it right there in your billfold or your purse with you. And for that, you go to prophecyclubbar.com, and the phone numbers, as you can see behind me, 800-200-GOLD for just that, for gold or silver, or 844-771-1776 to get yourself a prepper bar. This is one side of it. I can show it there. And then here's the other side. This is five of them. By the way, you sent me five of them. Thank you. There we go. Can you see that? All right. And God, we trust. It just breaks apart. It really is the coolest thing. And I understand that there's just about everybody's getting them. I mean, yeah, everybody ought to have at least a set of five of them, and give part of them, maybe a set to your wife, set to you, and you can carry them in your billfold or your purse. So if you catch yourself out, electricity's out, and they say, oh, I can't take credit cards, and we don't want any dollars. Well, how about silver? Oh, well, we'll take silver. We'll take gold. And you pull that out. So that could be a very, very handy thing. ProphecyClubGold.com, ProphecyClubBar.com. Okay, last comments. Jonathan Rose, what do you suggest we do?
Like I mentioned, Stan, I'm big on education, understanding what's about to happen, the big reset, which I feel people need to be educated on. So again, by getting the definitive gold guide at Prophecy Club Gold, it's absolutely free, and it will be sent to your inbox, and you can sit there and understand how to protect your IRA and 401k. And I'm glad you held up the prepper bar there at Prophecy Club Bar. We call it wealth in your wallet, because like how you explained it is perfect, because it's literally like a wallet in your wallet, right? It's like you can pull it out, you can use it. It's the only fractional bar that's made in America today that can be divided into three different sizes. So prophecyclubbar.com, they can check that out. And I believe if they on checkout use the promo code prepper, they will get 10% off silver and 5% off gold. So that's for your audience, Dan. They'll be able to
know that. That's good.
Yep. And if they go to Prophecy Club Gold And if they're listening to this and they mention that Stan Johnson from Prophecy Club sent me, they'll also waive the IRA fees. So that's also something for your audience as well.
Well, I better write that down. That's good. I didn't know that. Yep. Okay, so say that again.
So if they go to Prophecy Club Gold and you want information on an IRA or 401k, we will waive your setup fees for the IRA rollover. Again, just tell them Stan Johnson sent you, and that's Prophecy Club Gold. And if they go to Prophecy Club Bar, they can get those prepper bars that you held up, and they can put in the promo code upon checkout, prepper, and that will enable them to get 10% off the silver and 5% off the gold.
Good deal. Good deal. Okay, Jonathan Rose, thanks for being on. We'll have to have you back again soon. You're a busy guy. Hard to get on soon.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Stan.
In 2021, I started making bread. And long story short is I believe God showed me that wheat is God's famine food, just like it was famine food back in the 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine, days of Pharaoh and Joseph. And I believe that that's what God has planned to feed his people. And you get it by going to josephskitchen.com. Three steps. First, you want to get a machine package. Second, you want to order 6 ingredients and watch some videos, download the recipes to be able to make the bread. josephskitchen.com. Most of your long-time storage food, emergency food, all of that, typically are talking $9,000, $10,000 to feed one person for a year. Joseph Kitchen can show you how to do it for around $1,000 a person, and your kids will actually eat it, and it's actually good for you. Here's some bread that I made. In my case, I lost weight, lowered my blood pressure, gives me more energy. I eat a morning slice in the morning, slice in the afternoon, always a slice before I go play racquetball. Go check it out, josephskitchen.com. And right now, Joseph Kitchen has a summer blowout going on. They're offering red wheat at half price. Basically, buy one pail, get one pail free. Buy one pail, get one pail free of red wheat. josephkitchen.com. Okay, the very best offer we have ever had of the Prophecy Club is 40 books for a gift of $100. That is How Pre-Trib Won, Tribulation Secrets in Daniel, God's Warnings to America, Miss the Mark, and The Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy. I'll explain. As I've said many times, in 2017, I memorized the book of Revelation. I got 30 revelations, 2 visions, and an audible voice. God showed me a secret door, the word first fruits, which is found in Leviticus and also Revelation, that links the feasts to the prophecies of Revelation. And perhaps for the first time, Revelation can be understood. One prophetic word said, there's a lock. I put over a word in the book of Revelation. I'm going to open it to you. It will turn many books written on the end time message into obsolete books. That's this book. Secondly, I put together a collection of the very best prophecies from 32 years in Bible prophecy. Dimitri Dudema, Michael Baldale, Leslie Johnson, Henry Groover, Shane Warren, Terry Bennett, Maurice Sklar, Augusto Perez, Doug Metzger, Bree Keaton, and more in God's Warnings to America. Also, how do you talk to people about the mark of the beast, especially if they worship another god? Well, simple way is give them this book. It's a quick read, takes about 3 hours to read it. But if they'll read 2 or 3 pages, they'll probably read the book. And if they read the book, they will never take the mark of the beast. It explains both the mark of the beast and also the number of the name. And it has these pictures in the book. Finally, How Pre-Trib Won. This book explains the truth about the rapture. It gives 4 foundations for the real truth about the rapture. It also answers 25 pre-trib questions, 1 for $20, each one of these typically, but don't do that. We offer them in shrink wrap sets. The very best deal is go to prophecyclub.com and get the entire 40-book set for $100. I didn't cover every verse in the book of Daniel, didn't need to. I just covered the verses that has to do with us end-time saints. And it's called Tribulation Secrets in Daniel, 1 for $20, 10 for $30, 20 for $50 at prophecyclub.com.